Misechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, three lines on the top of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah states, Ha'isha she nadar ben Nazir, if Rachel was mekabel to be Nazira, vayis ha'sheisa b'ayinu metamel l'mesim, and she either drank wine or was metamel to mesim, ha'reza sefek sa'abayim, then she would receive malchus abayim, because she was over on Issa deraisa. And the Gemara before, on Daf Chav Aleph on Beis, asked that L'chari, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? L'chari, it's pasha that since she was over on these Isurim, of course she would receive malchus. And the Gemara explained, according to Tzad, when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, it's Megas Gaias, it is only Mikan Laba. So then the Mishnah is talking about a case where after she drank wine or she was Matamel Mesim, her husband was actually made for her Nedar, and even so she will receive Malchus, because ultimately when she drank wine and she was Matamel Mesim, she was a Nazir at that point, as although her husband was eventually made for her Naziris, but it only works Mikan Laba. And the Gemara also explained that according to the Tzad, that when a husband is made for his wife's Naziris, it is actually Eikar her Naziris Lamafreya, and therefore even though she drank wine or she was metamel mesim, she would not be chayav malchus. And the ratio of the Mishnah is discussing a case where the husband was not made for her naziris, and that's why she receives malchus if she drank wine or she was metamel mesim. And in the Chanami, there is no chiddush in the ratio of the Mishnah, and the only reason why we mention the ratio is only because of the sefer that we'll have in a moment where there will be a chiddush. The Mishnah continues, Hefala baila, if her husband was made for her naziris, hila yada shahafala baila, and she did not know that her husband was made for her naziris, as her husband could be made for her naziris even shleiba for now, and vahisa shesu b'ayinu metamel l'mesim, and during that period of time she was miskaven l'issa and she drank wine and was metamel l'mesim b'mezid enes efekes abayim, then even though she was miskaven l'issa she would not receive malchus abayim, because l'maisa she was in nazira at the point that she drank wine or when she was metamel l'mesim. However, Rabbi Huda is chayil kana tana kama im enes efekes abayim, even though ena chenami she would not receive malchus abayim because she was not on Isuri Naziris Binderaisa. However, we would still give him Makis Madis, and as the Mefarish explains, in Loinus Chayvim Maksim and Atara, in Chenami, we will not be Machayev to give him Makis Midraisa, to like a Makis Midrabanan, but she will get Makis Midrabanan, Kedeloi Chicha, in order to give a Musa, Yoloi Tehe Mezida, that she should not do Isuri Deraisa in the future, Bemezid. And Taisis to this Mishnah is brought on Davchafan Beis, and Taisis points out that over here, you're going to give him Makis Madis, Sheneskabdin Isuri Bemezid, because Lemaisa, she did not know that her husband was made for Hanaziris, and she went and was miskaven to go and do an Issa and drink wine and go to the basic forest, but Mazin, even though at that time she really thought that she was still in Nazira. And Taisa points out that although generally we know that Makis Bidraisa are up to 39 Makis, and Makis Madras is in Lashir, as Taisa points out, Elamakin Achatiti Nafshai, Oyach Makabulov, however, Misafkal Rebbe, the Hacha Deloika Shaavra, over here where she's getting Makis because she actually went and did an Issa, the Shemadaf. Maybe over here we would only give her up to 40 Makis Madras and not more. And as Taisa continues, the Dafka Shein Reitzel Kaimaisa Mitzvah Makanaisa Bli Mispa, that it is only the case where she doesn't want to do a specific mitzvah, then Rabbana give her Makis without any shear. Aval Hacha Shekva Avra, however, in our Mishnah where she already did this Issa, Lomati Laka Yaisim Midiraisa, why would she get Makis more than the shear Deraisa? Imlai Hafa, if he wouldn't have been made for her Naziris and she would have actually drank wine or been Matamal Mason, where the maximum she would get is 39 Malkus. So here also, the maximum amount she would receive is 39 Malkus. And we begin the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Isha Feirim Vashem Yislach La, the Pasuk in Pashas Matas says that when a husband is made for his wife's Nedarim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Slicha. And the Bach Eids, B'ma'akas Ben Daba, meaning the Gemara has a question over here, that L'chira, if her husband was made for her Nedarim, so why would she need Slicha? And therefore, it must be that the Torah is speaking about a specific case, and as the Gemara states, B'isha Shehafala Baila B'hila Yada HaKadosh Ben Daba, that the Torah is talking specifically by a case where a woman made a neder and her husband was made for her neder and she did not know and she was actually over on this neder, and even though at the time that she was over on the neder her husband was already made for that neder, and even though how far it goes mikhan laba, but l'maisa there was no neder at the point that she was over it, and even so the pasuk says v'ashem yislach la, that she does need slicha, and as the gemara says she tzricha kapara v'slicha, that even so she still needs kapara and slicha. And the b'risa continues, and when Rabbi Kiva reached this pasuk, he would cry, and he would state, "Umami niskaven la'alos biyadu basa chazir." Madach, the person was niskaven to go and eat basa chazir, va'ol biyadu basa tla, and lemaisa instead of eating pig, he actually ate lamb. Tarn kapara v'slicha, and he still needs kapara v'slicha, just like we found over here that this woman had kavana to do an issa, as she thought that she was under a neder, and really turns out that she wasn't doing any issa at all. And even so, the Torah says, "Vashem yisachla." So, niskaven la'alos biyadu basa chazir. Then certainly someone that had kavana to actually eat bas chazir, and he actually goes through with his intent, and he actually eats basa chazir, alachas kam v'kama, that certainly he needs a kapara and slicha. And the Rashi has two questions. Number one, the pasuk that the Gemara brought of Isha Feir and Vashem Yisrach La is in Pashas Matis, Perak Lamid, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and there are two psukim previous to that that also says the Lashon Vashem Yisrach La. Number one, in Pasuk Vav, the pasuk says, Vashem Yisrach La Kihini Aviyasa, talking about a father being paper, his daughter's Nadarim, and then the pasuk says, Benigea Nairim Rasa, Vim Biyam Shemai Isha Yana Yisa, the Hefes Nidra Shalev, Vasbiftus Vasash, Asher Asra Nafsha, Vashem Yisrach La. And therefore, the Rashi asks, why is it that the Brisa waited until Pasuk Yud Gimel in order to discuss the words of Isha Feir and Vashem Yisrach La, and why didn't the Gemara discuss this regarding Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Tes? And number two, why did the Torah actually say the same idea three times, and why did it say Vashem Yisrach La regarding a father being made for his daughter's Nadarim, regarding a husband and his father being made for Nairim Rasa's Nadarim, and regarding a husband who's made for his wife's Nadarim? And the Rosh says Vitzarachin, and then the Rosh says Ve'ikalamema, the Hakra Adifalei Lasuye, that this Pasuk is actually best Pasuk to bring, Mishum Ishta Kagufa Damya, since it's his wife, and therefore we have a Klal Ishta Kagufa, Niksas Barulah, and it's slightly clear to her, Shehifalah Biyam Shamai, that a husband certainly will be made for her Nadarim on the day that he hears it, Vafilu Hachi Tzarech Kapara, and even though she may rely on the fact that a husband really will be made for her Nadarim, and that's why she was Oivan Isisa, she still needs Kapara in this case. Masha Inkin, by the other two cases where it's talking about someone's daughter, or it's talking about someone that's a Nairim Rasa, in those cases it's not as clear to her that her husband or her father would be made for her Nadarim, and that's why the Brisa learned this out from the pasuk that discusses a husband being made for her, his wife's Nadarim by himself in a case where they were already married, and therefore we have a concept of Ishtri Kagufay. In addition, that's why we need all three psukim and Ayin in the Rush. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss a similar idea regarding an Ashim Tali. And regarding an Ashim Tali, the pasuk in Parakei and Vayikra states in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vim Nefesh Kisekta V'Asa Achas B'Kol Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lo Yisei Asena V'Lo Yodah V'Ashim V'Nasa Avonai. And then the pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Ches, once again, V'Chipa Alav HaKoyin Asher Gaseh Asher Shogag V'Hu Lo Yodah V'Nislach Loi. And the Gemara now states, Ki Yaitse B'Dav Ata Imra, and similarly we say regarding the pasuk by an Ashim Tali, V'Lo Yodah V'Ashim V'Nasa Avonai. And therefore we learn out, Umami Niskavan Laos B'Yodah Basit Lev V'Olo B'Yodah Basit Chazir Madach, where someone had one piece of meat in front of him and he thought it was a basit tleh and it was mutter for him to eat, and it turns out that it was actually basa chazir, which is also for him to eat, kagoyin chaticha, where there was one piece of meat, safik shel shuma and safik shel chalev, and there's a safik if this is fat, which is mutter, or it's chalev and it's also for him to eat. Amakra, and the pasuk says v'nasa avaynai, that it will have an avera, so mishes skavan la'alus biyadi basa chazir v'alo biyadi basa chazir, then certainly someone that had kavana to eat treif and he actually eats basa chazir alachas kam v'kama, he certainly needs slicha v'chapara. And the Gemara continues with a third similar idea, and this idea will also be relevant to an Ashim Taloi, and instead of talking about one chaticha where there was a suffix on that chaticha, we're going to be talking about two chatichas that are sitting next to each other, and one was kosher and one was treif. And the Gemara continues, and we will be gurus like the Rush and other Rishonim are gurus, that Isa ben Yehuda Imed, that Isa ben Yehuda states that after the Pasuk already stated in Pasuk Yedayin, V'lo Yadav Ashim V'Nasa Avaynai, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Ches, V'hu Lo Yadav V'Nisachla, once again discussing the din of an Ashim Taloi, and some are not gurus, the next two lines of the Gemara that state, Umami Shneskavan Laos B'Yadav Basit Tleh V'Olo B'Yadav Basit Chazir, as over here we're going to be talking about two chatichas and we're not talking about one chaticha. Isa ben Yehuda teaches us, Kagoyin Shtei Chatichas, if someone had two chatichas in front of him, Achas Shel Chelev V'Achas Shel Shuman, one of them was Chelev and one was Shuman, and he wasn't sure which one was which, and he ate one of them, Amakra, the Pasuk says that you have to bring an Ashim Tali V'Nasa Avaynai. We see that even though he wasn't Meskavan Issa, the Torah still states V'Nasa Avaynai, and therefore, HaMeskavan Laos B'Yadav Basit Chazir V'Olo B'Yadav Basit Chazir, certainly someone that intended to eat Basit Chazir and he actually eats Basit Chazir Alachas Kam V'Kama, that certainly he will be in V'Nasa Avaydai and he will need Slicha V'Chapara. And the Braisa ends off, Adav Azeh Yidav Adavim. Therefore, a person who is nervous about doing Chatayim should actually mourn over the fact that a person considered a Chaytai even if he does a Maisa B'Shoyeg and he was not Miskaven to do an Issa. And Taisa says, the Rosh HaTevis of Yidavu is Yadav Ashim V'Nasa, as this Pasuk is referring to an Ashim Talui. And the Gemara continues that we just brought this concept three different times, and therefore the Gemara asks, B'chol Hani Lomeli, why do we need all three of these limudim? And the Gemara says, Tzrichim, we need them all, as the Itana Gabi Isha, if we would only see this concept by a woman whose husband was made for her Nadarim, and she did not know about it, and she actually goes, and it was Oivan and Neda, the Pasuk still says, Vashem Yisrach La, Hasum Hu Dubai Kapar V'Slicha, maybe B'degay a woman, she needs Kapar V'Slicha, Mishum Mikar L'Yisur Yichavin, because L'Maisha, her intent was to actually do an Issa, and if her husband was not made for her neder, it actually would have been nisa. Ava chaticha safik shel chelov safik shel shuman. But in the case where it was a chaticha, where it was a safik, it was chelov or shuman. But at that point, Reuven thought that it was actually shuman the l'teir chaven, and therefore his whole kavanah was to eat something which was kosher. Lo yibay kapara v'slicha. We would think that maybe you would not need kapara v'slicha, and that's why the pasuk says v'lo yadav v'ashem v'nasa avaynai. They still would be nasa avaynai. V'yit mahada. And if we would say the pasuk b'negei anashim talui the iki surah, because over there l'maisa there was an issa they did as l'maisa he ate chelov, and therefore we can understand that the Torah would say v'nasa avaynai aval isha the hafla baila that Torah. But in the case of a woman where l'maisa her husband was made for her neder, and therefore she actually didn't do any issa lo yibay kapara v'slicha, you may think that even though her kavanah was to do an issa, but l'maisa ultimately she didn't do any issa, and therefore she wouldn't need kapara and slicha, and that's why the Torah has to say isha feirim v'ashem yislichla, that she still needs slicha. The Gemara continues, v'yitma hani tati, and if we would say those two cases, havamina, we would think hani tati who disagulan b'kapara v'slicha v'le'ik b'yisura. Maybe in those cases kapara and slicha actually will work for them, as by the isha there was no actual issa that was done, and by the case of Ashim Talu where it was chaticha achas, so when Reuven ate that chaticha he didn't have any issa that was kavua there. He actually thought that it was actually only heta there. However, avos shtei chaticha is achas shel chayv v'achas shel shuman. In a case where Reuven had two chatichas in front of him and he knew that one of them was chaylev and one was shuman, just he wasn't sure which was which, the ikfei surah, certainly he knew that he should be more careful because there was an issa in front of him and there could be a suffix over here, and even so he ate it, so maybe lo sagle b'kapara v'slicha, so maybe it would not be good enough for him to have kapara and slicha, and maybe you need a bigger kapara kamash b'lan v'leishna, and therefore the Torah is b'chadish to us that even in this case v'hu lo yada v'nislachla, and he will be able to receive slicha v'chapara. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav b'bachana Amar Rabbi Echran Maidich Siv, what is the pasuk in Hashem mean when it says ki yisharim da'ke Hashem, that the ways of Hashem are straight, with tzaddikim yelchubam, tzaddikim will go in their path, upoishim yikashlubam, and the people of Rishayim will stumble on that path. The Gemara will try to find different explanations, and the Gemara starts mashal shnei b'nei adam, it's a mashal to two people, shesolot b'schem, that they both roasted the karm pesach, echad achol l'shem mitzvah, one ate l'shem mitzvah, ve'echad achol l'shem achil gasa, and one ate as achil gasa, ze she'achol l'shem mitzvah tzaddikim yelchubam, the person that ate the karm pesach as a mitzvah, so then he did his mitzvah l'chadchila, and therefore the pasuk tzaddikim yelchubam applies to him, ve'ze she'achol l'shem achil gasa, and the one that ate as achil gasa, u'pash mikashlubam, it applies to him the pasuk that he's considered rasha, and he was nichshal even though he went and he tried to do a mitzvah. And Amalei Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said back to Rabbi Bachana, "Hi, Rasha Karisle, how can you call this person Rasha because he ate the Karm Pesach as an Achil Gasa? Nehit like Ka'avid Mitzvah Amucha. Even though you're correct, he didn't do a Mitzvah Amucha. Pesach Mi Ka'avid, but Lemaisa he brought a Karm Pesach and he ate the Karm Pesach and he received the mitzvah. The Rasha is v'im Taima v'mashma Perka Gozel Kama. The Achil Gasa Leishma Achila. That if someone eats an Achil Gasa, that's not considered Achila, and therefore he wasn't Yotze his mitzvah Achilas Pesach. V'im Kain Issa Avid." And therefore, in Chanami, this person did an Issa, and he could be called a Rasha. And the Rosh gives two terutzim. The first terut says, "V'yishlamed the hachikama nehid leyotzedei chavasa me'achilus pesach." Even though it's true he ate achilus gasa, and therefore he wasn't yotzei achilus pesach, but Rashi karle, he's not called a Rasha. So what could he have done if he was already satiated and was already full? Anyway, min limnam lechol, he shouldn't hold back from eating karm pesach, and it's not proper to use the term Rasha to describe such a person. And the Rosh brings a second terut, which is also a terut that Taisus brings, verbatim tam teretz, the trei gavne achil gasa. How about really? There's actually two different types of achil gasa. Hasa mayri shu kvasaveya shu kotz ba'ichol. That over there, when we said it's not considered achil at all, that's talking about a case where a person is eating after he's so full that he's disgusted by eating. Umasha ya'ichol in an enemy medical, he's not having any ana. Over hayimrinan how ichol achil gasa b'yam kapur and pato. And it's in regard to such an achila that we say that if someone eats so much on the 9th of Tishrei, and then right at the beginning of Yom Kippur, he eats an achilas gasa, that is not considered that he was over on the issa of eating Yom Kippur. But v'hocha mayri in Agamar, we're talking about shu sevei habed, he was very full, aval in a kotz b'maychol, he's not completely disgusted by eating, and therefore, even though it's not mitzvah mufcha, but definitely is not considered a rasha. And l'chari, it's possible to explain that the rasha actually had to bring two terutzim, as it didn't suffice just with the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, as l'chari, based on Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, why didn't the Gemara just answer that the case was where he actually ate a full achilas gasa, where he was kotz b'achil when he was eating the Karm Pesach, and that's why he would be called Rasha, and that's why we have the first Teretz of the Rush, which explains that even in that case, we would not call such a person a Rasha. And the Gemara continues, Elam Mashal Shnei B'nei Adam, this pasuk is referring to a Mashal of two people, Ze Ishtoi V'Chayse Imai, this person was in a room where his wife was there, and his sister was there, V'Ze Ishtoi V'Chayse Imai, and this person's wife was there, as well as his sister. Ista, Lizen is Damla Ishtai, and this person, when he had beer that night, he actually had beer with his wife, Lizen is Damla Achaisai, and by mistake, when the other person had beer, actually had relationship with his sister. It's to this scenario that the Pasuk was referring, and Zeshin is Damla Ishtai, Tzadikim Yelchabam, and the person that actually had relationship with his wife, Tzadikim Yelchabam, as a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't bring a Takala to a Tzadik, Zeshin is Damla Achaisai, and the person that had a relationship with his sister, it must be because he had bad intent, and therefore, for such a Rasha, a Kaddish Baruch Hu put such a stumbling block, and he was evil on that Issa, and he was evil on having relationship with his sister, who is one of the Arayas. And the Gemara continues, me dummy, you can't say that this is the case either, because the non-kamrina chadaderech, we're looking for one road, we're on that same road, someone could be doing one thing, and could be evil on Issa, and one person could be doing the same thing, and it would be considered tzaddik. And the case that you're bringing is a case where there are two roads, where one person was actually having relationship with his own wife, and one person had a relationship with his sister. Therefore, it doesn't seem that this pasuk is referring to such a scenario. Ella, mashal loit u'shnei b'naisav. Pasuk is discussing the case of Loit and his two daughters. Hein shen skav l'shem mitzvah. When they had beer with Loit, they were niskavin for a mitzvah, as they did not think that anyone else was alive, and therefore they wanted to have kiyum abrius. That's why the pasuk says v'tzadikim yelchubam, that they are called tzadikim. However, who shen skav l'shem avera? Loit, who was niskavin to do an avera and to have relationship with his daughters. And as Tosis points out, and Rush points out, that either the Gemara is going like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daptun Chesam Beis, that says that the goy is also bitoy, and even according to Mad Omar, that it's mutter for a goy to have a relationship with his daughter. However, midor ha-mabal ve'elach, godra aleim, gedda erva, u'pashim roi v'arayis, shereim loy pirshu, loy ha-yitzvichon l'shkai se'yayin, because if they would not perish min arayis, then why would his daughters have to have given him wine in order to get him drunk, and in order for him to have relation with them? And therefore, in regard to the same act, we actually call his daughters tzadikim, and regarding like we say, u'pashim y'kashlubam. And the Gemara now asks, b'dilma hu nami l'shem mitzvah chavin, Talamaisa, how do we know that he actually did it l'shem avera? Maybe he actually had the same kavana and he did l'shem mitzvah. And as the Mefarish is mashma, that l'chayr we have a din to be danis kol adam l'kafschos. And as Taisa points out, shalom etzinim b'isha yishot of bezima, the Gemara answers, amra b'echa kol ha-pasuk zeh l'shem avera nemra, that we're actually able to darshan out of the pasuk b'negei loit, that we see that he was doing it and he was niskav l'shem avera. And the pasuk in its entirety says, v'yisa loit as'ina v'yaris kol kikayad and kikulu mashka l'fnei shachis Hashem, as'tayim v'samayir kagan Hashem k'eret mitzayim b'yichatzayir. The Gemara now dashes the entire pasuk when the pasuk says v'yisa loit is compared to the pasuk by Eishes Petifar and Yosef, where it says v'tisa Eishes adayin v'seish neha, and of course it's referring to Znus, as it says in the pasuk v'tayim v'shichvei imi. And when the pasuk says b'negei loit as'inav, that's compared to the pasuk that says b'negei Shimshin ki yashur be'inai, and when Shimshin's mother and father said to him v'yoyim loy av v'ima ha'im b'bnei sachecho v'chol amei isha ki ata hoylech l'kachas ishim plishtim harelim v'yoyim yashim shalom aviv oysa kachli, I specifically want her as my wife ki hi yashra be'inai. And the pasuk by loy continues and says v'yar, and we compare it to the pasuk v'yar oysa shchem ben chamor, when shchem was mezana with dina, and the pasuk says v'yikach oysa v'yishka v'yisa v'yaneha. And the pasuk by loy continues as kol kika yadein, and the pasuk is compared to the pasuk in Mishlei that says ki be'ad isha zoyna ad kika lechem v'ishas ish nefesh yikara tatsard. The pasuk continues by loy ki chulam mashka, and that is compared to the pasuk in Hosea that says ki zonza imam hayvisha hayrasam ki umra elcha achrei ma'avai noisei lachbi umeimai samri upishti shamni ushkuye. And we compare the lashon mashka that says by loit to lashon shikuye, which comes from the same shoresh, and therefore we see that loit was niskaven l'issa. And as the mafar says, ulakachi atu yochel odayin l'kav schus. And the gemara now is that how can you say he was niskaven l'shem issa v'amenis onis, but l'maisa they got him drunk and therefore he was an onis. And the gemara answers, tana we learn mishum rabbeisu rab chayni, from the name of rabbeisu rab chayni, the pasuk says v'atashkena esavi and yayin b'layla hu v'atave b'chiyo v'atishka v'esavi v'lo yodu b'shichva uvekuma. And rabbeisu rab chayni is l'manokad avav uvekuma shel b'chira. Why is it that on the top of the vav of the kuma in the sefer Torah there's actual dot on the kuma that says regarding when the older daughter relationship with Noach, and loyma teaches shel b'shichva lo yodu, that even though when she lied down with him he did not know and he was drunk avav b'kuma yodu, but in the morning when she got up he actually knew. And the gemara asks, umay havel lemeved, why is that a tain on Noach? If lemais at the time that she had relationship with him, he did not know, and therefore he was an oinis, might have a havel. And the gemara answers, nafkamina de la panyachrina lo yiboy lemishtechamra. And the nafkamina is that the next evening, when the younger daughter came, she also tried to get him drunk. Noach should have refrained and not drank wine, and therefore he wouldn't have had a problem. And therefore we see that he was in skavil issa, and he actually was doing beratzin, and he was not considered an oinis. And that's why, regarding the second maisa, the Torah states upayshim yikashel b'am regarding Noach. Taisa explains, lama nokar alvav de bekuma loy melchot teach us that reu commandalese de bekuma yada is telling telling us not to really read the word of Akuma, as really at the time when she got up, really Noach knew at that time what she did and that she got him drunk in order to have a relation with him. The Gemara will continue to dash in a pasuk in Mishlei, and just as Akdama, we should know, although Lloyd was Avram's nephew, but Avram told Lloyd, Al Nasi Meriva Beini Uveinecha, Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu, and he called him his brother. In addition, the pasuk says, B'negei Avram, Habito Atzur Chay Tzavtam, we see that Avram is referred to as a rock and something very strong. And with this in mind, Dorosh Rava, Rava Dashin, Maidach Siv, what does the pasuk mean in Mishlei when it says, Ach Nifsha Mekiris Oiz, that a rebellious brother came from a strong city? And we continue, Adav Chav Gimel Arme Beis, and the pasuk continues, Midyon and Kavriach Amrin, and those that cause strife are considered like the bars of a castle, as it causes them to be locked out of the castle and from the inner chamber. And therefore we learn out, Ach Nifsha Mekiris Oiz, Zel Loit Shapirish Mevram, this is referring to Loit that separated himself from his brother Avram, and by the fact that they had strife, and therefore Lloyd caused that forever there would be strife between Bnei Yisrael and his children. And as we know, the pasuk teaches us, and as Taisa says, because of the strife between Lloyd and Avram, and because of this fight, therefore Lloyd separated from Avram, and therefore he went to Stein, and eventually he was nichshol in his daughters, and it was like a lock that closes up the castle, that no one from outside could come inside. Therefore, the Amonim and Me'avim were locked out of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Dorosh Rav V'Tim Rav Yitzchak, that Rav Dashan, and some say it was Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idach Siv, what does the pasuk mean again in Mishlei? That a person who separates himself and goes after his Taibas Libai, then in all of Tashia, which refers to the Torah, he will be revealed. And what does that mean? This is referring to Lloyd, who distanced himself and he separated himself from Avram Avinu, who becholta shiya skala, and because of that, in the entire Torah, both in Torah Shabbat as well as in Torah Shabbat Peh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed that he's not allowed to join Klal Yisrael, and Shinaskala Kloina Bata Gnesias of Bata Midrashis, and his embarrassment was revealed in all Bata Gnesias and Bata Midrashis. In Bata Gnesias, as we read all the time, Le'avi Amayna Mayav Bekal Hashem, and of course, speaking about Amayna Mayav, we think about the Maisa of Lloyd and his daughters, and therefore that's an embarrassment to Lloyd. And of course, that's a pasuk in Torah Shabbat Ksav, which is read in Batei Knesiyos and Bebatei Midrashos, where they read Torah Shabbat Peh, the Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos, Amayinu Me'avi Asurin Be'Isurin Isra'ilam, that Amayinu Me'av are Asur Lavi Bekal, and the Isra remains forever. And the Gemara continues, Amu Ula Ula states, Tama Zinsa, that Tama was Mizana, but she was Mizana with pure intentions, Zimri Zina, and Zimri, of course, was Mizana with bad intentions. And the Gemara continues, Tama Zinsa, even though the Tama was Mizana, but she did so with pure intentions, therefore Yatsum Menem Malachim Benavim. And Tais points out, why do we say that she was actually Mizana and she was Niskavlish HaMitzvah? Kidach Siv, as the Pasuk says, Ki Rasa Ki Gadol Shela, that she saw that Shela was growing older and she was not going to have a child from Yehuda's children, and therefore she went and tricked Yehuda to have relationships with her. And we know the Pasuk at the end of verse says that Rus had a child, but the Kohenah Shemaya Oibed, who Avi Yishai Avi David, so we see that she was the great grandmother of David. We know that she had relationship with Boaz. Boaz came from Paritz, and Paritz, of course, was a child that was born from Tamar and Yehuda, as the pasuk says in Rosh, Ve'il told us Paritz, Paritz heard us Chetzon, etc. And then the pasuk says, V'Salman heard us Boaz, Ubaid heard us Ubaid, Ubaid heard us Yishai, V'Yishai heard us David. And Taisus points out that Amatsya, who was one of David's descendants, was one of the kings of Klal Yisrael, and his brother's name was Amutz, and Amutz was the father of Yishai, as Yishai was Yishai ben Amutz, and both Yishai and Amutz were Nevi'im. As we know, whenever the Torah specifies the name of a Navi, and it also speaks about his father's name, then we know that both of them were Nevi'im. And therefore we see that out of verse came Malachim as well as Nevi'im. And the Gemara continues, Zimri Zina, and Zimri actually had Znus. Whereas we know the Torah says in Parshas Pinchas, Zimri ben Salui, Nasi Beis Av L'Shimoni, and he had a relation with Kozbi Basur, Roish Beis Av B'Midyanhu. And because he was Mizana, Naflu Kamer Vavis Mi'Yisrael, there was a terrible plague in Klal Yisrael, and 24,000 of Klal Yisrael died. Once again, we see where there's a Maisa that seems to be a bad Maisa, but it's done with the right Kavana and it's done with pure intention, could cause so much good. And we see if someone was Mizana, it was a Skabel Nara, that it causes a lot of terrible things, and 24,000 people in Klal Yisrael died. And the Gemara continues, Orem Menachme Yitzchak Gedei L'Avei L'Shma Mitzvah Shalei L'Shma, that it's greater to do Avei L'Shma than to do a Mitzvah Shalei L'Shma. And the Gemara asks, how could that be? Va'om Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Lo'ilim Yasek Adam Terev Mitzvah Afilu Shalei L'Shma, that a person should be Isaac in Terev Mitzvah even if they're doing Shalei L'Shma, Shabbatei Shalei L'Shma Bal L'Shma. So we see it is great to do a mitzvah even Shalei L'Shma, Ela Ema K'mitzvah Shalei L'Shma. shloi lishma, it means that both are good. A mitzvah shloi lishma is good, and avera lishma is definitely good as well. The siv and the pasuk says, "Benigeya someone that did avera lishma tevayach minashim yal eishes chava keni minashim bayal tevayach." Rav Nachman by Yisro teaches us that we learn how great avera lishma is based on the pasuk by Yal, as the pasuk says, "Yal was benched with the brachas that the women in the tent were also benched with." Man nashim shabayal, and who is this referring to? Which women are the women of the tent? And the Gemara says, "Sar Rivka Rachav Leah." These are referring to Sar Rivka Rachav Leah, and by all of them, it says a lashon of oil. And as Taisus brings down, "Besarik Siv Vehine Hiba Oil." By Rivka it says, "By Vya Yitzchak Oil Sar Imai," and by Rachav Leah it says, "By Yitzim Oil Leah Vayavi Oil Rachav." And the Mefarish actually explains that all of these women did a mitzvah Shleil Lishma, and by all of them, it says the lashon of oil. And he brings down Sha'amru Lebalei and Lavil Shivchasam. By Sar Rachav Leah, they all told their husband to go and have beer with their shivchas. And they weren't doing it for a mitzvah. El kadesh miskanay subazu, and in order that they should have kinnah from each other. Rachel b'chaisa v'sarol v'leah b'imayis v'kulu nem ba'oil k'dichsi v'kra. And by all of them, it says the lashem oil, as we explain. And just like they did a mitzvah shalei lishma, Yael did an avera lishma. And as the Mefarer says, that she had beer with Sisera k'dei lahatish kecha shel eisir rasha k'dei shtehi chaylo hagai, in order that she should be able to kill him. And the Gemara continues. Amar beichran shav v'ilas bala eisir rasha b'eisir shah, that Sisera had 7 beers with Sisera at that time. And then, as the pasuk says in Shaftim, Bein Raglea Kara Nafal Shachav, Bein Raglea Kara Nafal Kasha Kara Sham Nafal Shadud. Since the Torah uses 7 different lashonis of Kara Nafal and Shachav, so therefore we see that it had beer 7 times. And the Gemara now asks, "How come Misanim Bila Delay Lemaisa Yael had Hanah from these beers?" And therefore, as Taisa says, although it's not shver why she wasn't tired Baltava, because of course she was Kaka Ilam, as the Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalad, that Esther Kaka Ilam Hisa. Why is it the Torah is Meshabecha? And the Gemara answers, that any taiva that a Rasha does for a tzaddik is only considered something bad for the tzaddik. Shenem, as the pasuk says, that the Malach told Lavan that when you're going to meet Yaakov, make sure not to speak with Yaakov, not anything good and not anything bad. And the Gemara therefore says, Bishlam and Rashap, we understand why the Malach said to Lavan not to speak bad to Yaakov. Why would the Malach tell Lavan not to speak with Yaakov anything that's good? And therefore we see, even if a Rasha wants to do good for a tzaddik, Rahi, it'll actually be bad, and therefore it's a good raya, that even though that Yael had anah, it was not actually considered anah. And Tosfos and Rosh both point out that in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, in Masechta Yevamos, the Gemara actually comes out, Bishlam Megabe Yaakov, we understand that Lavan couldn't speak with Yaakov anything good, Shum Demidka Shma Davaydazara, because then Lavan will mention the name of a Zara. As the Mefarish explains, Mapesh Pemili Bahdei, Osalesh Tibule, Beshema Vizkichav Mishalai, Batayer Umra, Lay Shama Picha. The Gemara over there asks, but the Gaya Yal, what was the bad thing that happened based on the spear? And the Gemara answers, the Shadibah Zayama, and as the Mefarish also brings down, that we know, but the Gaya Nachash, that the Nachash actually had beer with Chava, and it was Shadibah Zayama, which is of course some sort of a spiritual deficiency. And the Gemara continues, Gufu, we learned before, Amra Behudam Rav, Loilim Yasaka, the Batera Mitzvah, Afilu Shalishman, that a person should be Isaac Tera Mitzvah. Even if he does shalei lishman, shem teich shalei lishman ba lishman, as if he will do it shalei lishman, eventually he will do it lishma. And Taisus is from time of Armin ba'alma. We learned the mesechtes brachas ha'isiv b'mitzvah shalei lishma neich le shalei nivra. And therefore Taisus answers the hasam ma'ir sha'isiv b'teri shalei lishma lekapeach acherim v'hacha kama sha'isiv b'teri shalei lishma liskadel v'liknei shem. If someone is actually learning Torah in order to grow their name, that is fine. And that is what Rab means when he says shem teich shalei lishma ba lishma. And the Gemara continues shemischam mem beis kabban. In the schar of the 42 kabbanis that Balak brought at the time when he was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, and that was of course a mitzvah shalei lishma. And as Taisa points out, there were 42 kabbanis, as Bilam told Balak he should build 7 mizbechos in 3 different places, which equals 21 mizbechos over chol mizbech hikru par va'ayel harei mem beis kabbanis, and therefore 2 kabbanis that were brought at 21 mizbechos equals 42 kabbanis behind shalei lishma krivon kadei leKlal Yisrael. Because of that, zachav yatsim men and Rus, and Rus was born from Balak's descendants. And the Gemara says, "V'arma beisiv ruchnina Rus baspin ha'shel Eglin melech mayav ha'isa." That Rus was a granddaughter of Eglin, who was a grandson of Balak, and therefore we see that she was a descendant of Balak. And Taisa points out that even though the Gemara said baspin ha'shel Eglin lav dafka nakat baspinai, she really wasn't his direct granddaughter. She was definitely much further down in generations. However, she was a descendant of Eglin, who was a descendant of Balak. And the Mefarish explains that this is actually midah k'neged midah, and we also see that Mateh Shalei Lishma, Bal Lishma, as even though when Bal Malik brought these kabbonis, it was actually done shalei l'shma in order to curse Klal Yisrael. However, ultimately, Rus had David HaMelech, who created Sefer Tehillim, and he was Riva LaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiris of Shishpachis. And in the place of the klalis of Balak and Bilam, we actually received all the brachis of David HaMelech. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chiya ba'Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rav Chiya ba'Abba states in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Minayin she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach, afilu schah sicha noah, that how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back and doesn't owe anyone, even for the schar of a nice word, the ilu b'chir, the kerisei mayav, because when the older one called her father mayav, which is from the lashon mayav, that it came from my father, which is not a nice lashon, so Amar Rechmana, therefore the Torah says about mayav, al tatzes mayav, al tiska ba mechama, we see that we're also to have mechama with them, mechama hu deloi, and we can't have mechama with mayav, al v'tzuri tzarinon, but we could cause tzar to mayav, v'ilu tzire, the kerisei ben ami, however the younger daughter that called her child ben ami, which as the Mepharish explains is lashon akiyu, who deloi rotz lo idea, the mevian is abra, and she didn't want everyone to know that she had this child from her father. Therefore, regarding Amoin, the Pasuk tells us, and it doesn't mention anything about Muhammad. And therefore, we see that Klal Yisrael not only can't have Muhammad with Amoin, but I feel too related to Tzurin and Klal, we can't cause them any tzar either. And the Mepharish also points out that there was another schus that happened based on the fact that she called him Amoin, that regarding the older daughter, the Pasuk says, Vatishka Vesavia, she had relations with her father, and the Torah is not Mechasa, and the Torah doesn't cover up any of the action, and they actually say that she had relationship with her father. However, Benegea, the younger daughter, the Torah says, Vatishka Bimai, and it doesn't say Mefurish that she actually had a relationship with her father. That was also based on the schus that the younger daughter called her child Ben Ami, and therefore the Torah was Chafala, the Torah covered up her action. And the Gemara continues, Amar Chiba Alvin, Amar Bishum and Kachal, Ilum Yaktim Adam Lund Dvar Mitzvah, a person should always be Maktim and should go quickly to do a Dvar Mitzvah, Shebeschai Lahad Rachat, Shekad Masa Bechir Latira, because of the schar that the older daughter went and had relation with Loit before the younger daughter. And we continue on Daf Chavdal Ram Lav, Zachsev Kadma Abba Darius Bi Yisrael, so the older daughter of Loit was actually Zeicha to have four Darius in Klal Yisrael before the younger daughter. And as Taisus points out, that Rus came from Moab, and Rus' child that she had from Boaz was Oved, and Oved had Yishai, and then Yishai had David, and David had Shlomo, and all those came from Rus HaMoyaviyah. And only after Rus had four generations in Klal Yisrael did Shlomo have a child named Rechavam, who came from Namo HaAminis. And both the Rush and Taisus are not Geris Abar Darius Bi Yisrael Malchus, and they are only Geris Abar Darius Bi Yisrael, as of course Oved and Yishai were not actually kings, and we will stop over here.